The Pastel Podcast CMO Series.
Welcome to the Pastel CMO Series podcast. My name is Ali, and we're here to discuss professional services, business development, and marketing. Today, I'm really happy to say that we are joined by Julie Henson. Julie is the Chief Client Officer of US law firm Taft Law. Julie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, we're really excited to have you on. I'm particularly looking forward to discussing, you know, the role of the Chief Client Officer with you, as well as sort of influencing the direction of modern law firms. Just want to open up with the question of how do you see the role of the Chief Client Officer in a modern law firm?
Yeah, thank you. You know, the Chief Client Officer role, I believe, has evolved in the legal marketing industry over the past 5 years. And what I've seen as my role here as Chief Client Officer at Taft, that I can be very effective because I am in the strategy group here. I am outside of our marketing department or our HR department. Working with clients is my sole focus. And it's not just about sales, which I feel like is in the traditional sense, most Chief Client Officers are about selling. And firms have brought in professionals that are not attorneys to go sell the law firm. That is the role that the Chief Client Officer has. While that can be an effective strategy during a pitch, that Chief Client Officer is usually in and out. They don't work on the relationship every day, and it's one and done. So for me, it's about building relationships and solving our clients' problems. A true Chief Client Officer should be engaged in every aspect of the relationship as we evolve the relationship on a constant basis. I believe that, you know, I am the internal client advocate here at Taft, and I've become a safe place for clients to come and explore change, innovation, and discuss any tough subjects and help our attorneys navigate through those conversations as well. We are most successful when clients see the added value our firm brings to them because of the Chief Client Officer role. And they do.
Yeah, that's super interesting. I mean, you know, from my own research, you can see that it's something that's really coming to the forefront in law firms at the moment. And you discussed there about how you're able to focus on the clients, and it really is becoming that sort of safe place for them to go to. And with that sort of, you know, you bring all these client insights along as feedback to the firm, and that's incredibly critical. So have you found there's any particular best practices for delivering that feedback effectively to the wider firm?
Yeah, and you know, it really all begins with trust, and I'm sure that's not surprising to hear. And it's not only developing the trust that I need to with the attorney to make sure that they are comfortable with me going and having a conversation with their client, because again, for a lot of these attorneys, that is something that's new and that can be very scary. But the process that I have is, you know, how can we find actionable information and bring that back to enhance the relationship? I never interview a client that the attorney isn't 100% comfortable with. My goal is to get the attorney as excited about this process as I am. And once the interview or interviews are complete, I always bring back and the information and start with the positive. Then I move to information that I know the attorney would not know. I get a lot of feedback from the attorney saying that they've worked with clients for 2 decades and they know absolutely everything they can know about a client. And I guarantee them that I can bring some new information back to them. So that is something that I lead with, because then they really perk up and understand that they are going to learn through this process. So any of the gems I was able to uncover, that's the second phase. And then I move on to, okay, what are we going to do with this information to make the relationship better? It's never about what have we done wrong or what has the attorney done wrong, but how can we make the change that we need to be better? Then after hearing the information, it's really helpful and critical to create a roadmap of how we can take what we've learned to enhance that relationship. When the attorney can see those concrete steps and a platform for them to continue the conversations that I started, it helps them to become more invested in the process and ultimately become more of that trusted advisor to their client instead of just being an attorney doing work for them.
how do you find kind of building that trust is most effective? Is it really being able to kind of demonstrate to them, as you shared there, that you can add some value that they didn't already have? Or have you found there have been maybe some other tactics that you've been able to implement in building that trust? I know you have previously a background in sports and managing sports stars. So have you been able to maybe implement some of that in terms of how you build trust with an individual?
Yes. And, you know, I think in the legal community, if you can build trust quickly, you're going to be successful, because there is a very small window for an attorney to take you seriously and want you to be on their team. And I feel like, you know, one of the things that I have been successful in is really getting to the heart of the issue and letting the attorneys know that it's just not about doing the legal work. It is about how can we do things differently here at the law firm and think more from a client perspective. Because when I talk to these clients, you know, they work with change every day and they're always wanting to evolve. And law firms typically don't have that same viewpoint. They try a lot, but they don't know how. And so if I can get them to understand that I'm that bridge between them and their client and will enhance the relationship that they can create, then they can get very, very excited. I will say one of the things that I do is I, you know, once I build trust with the attorney just on their practice, then I move to the client relationships, because if I start right there, that's a little bit more difficult. Mm. But once I can get in front of the client and have a great experience, then they want me to talk to all of their clients. So it's really having, engaging with the attorney to give them the courage to take that first step, because they really do see the value, but it's that first step that's the hardest to get to.
Yeah, naturally, and kind of you touched upon it there. It really is, from the sounds of things, about adding that value. And it's clear that the role of the chief client officer is hugely influential in terms of the direction of that firm. And you spoke about there in terms of evolving the clients. And actually, once you evolve one, they want all the other clients to be involved. So just to build on what you were saying there, Julie, around the client relationship that you're building from the start with the client interviews, do you think you could tell us a little bit more about how the relationship with the client does evolve beyond that initial client interview?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of my goals through the client interview is, again, how do I build that trust with the client? And the things that we talk about during the interview, I really get to find out what their challenges are and what they're struggling with from a personal perspective. And so I've been really able to grow my relationships with the client and really advise them on the inside ball game sometimes when it comes to, you know, sometimes the client will have an issue of they have to go, you know, talk to the board about trying to get this matter through, or they are trying to, you know, bridge that gap from a business perspective internally. I've heard from a lot of GCs that, you know, their inside clients at their business views their legal department as that stopgap, as the department that says no all of the time. Sure. And so I build that relationship with the GC and their teams to help them navigate that internal politics of how they can be more effective in their business. And, you know, that's one of the things that's been very rewarding from a chief client officer perspective, is that, you know, we are really adding value beyond the billable hour. And so when we think about how do we differentiate ourselves from our competition, there's not a lot of other firms that have a non-attorney partnering with their clients on things that dramatically affect their business. And so for me, that is, you know, why I love to do this job. And, you know, every day I learn so much from our clients, and the more that I can bring that then back to the firm, I think is a gift to the firm and a gift to our clients.
So to that point, I mean, what have you found has been the most effective way to contribute to that overall strategy of the firm?
Yeah, from the overall strategy of the firm, that's something that has been very exciting for me here at Taft, because we really do bring that client-first mentality to life. every day in all that we do at all, our strategy of a firm always goes back to what do our clients want and need? And how, and so my role is really how can I make that client experience here better? And that includes, you know, my one-on-one relationships with our clients, and I am that real that internal advocate here for them. But it's also how do I coach the attorneys on how to think beyond their legal work and build those relationships in an authentic way that resonates with our clients. And typically, you know, the lawyer personality is not one which likes to put themselves out there or has an opportunity for rejection. And so they focus on the legal work in front of them at hand, because that is what they do. Obviously, that's what they're amazing at, right? And so when I can coach an attorney how they can deepen their relationship and really, again, become that trusted advisor, that's where I think the rubber meets the road from a chief client officer role. It's not just about how do we manage our client relationships, but how do we bridge that gap between the lawyer and the client from a business perspective and really make them be that trusted advisor to their clients.
Yeah, that's really interesting there. And it's certainly something that I'm sure over time we're just going to see to continue to develop as law firms really focus on what their strategies are as, you know, as the future of law moves forward and, you know, the ever-growing, you know, importance of what actually is the client's experience as well as what you can offer them. So that's really interesting. Thanks for that, Julie. I guess finally, I just wanted to get into a little bit around your thoughts and advice. You know, this is still a very, very new area, and I know that there's a lot of hires being made within law firms at that C-suite level for chief client officers. So I just wanted to ask you what one piece of advice you would have for others trying to be the voice of the client within their firm, and be really interested to hear your thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I would say just don't give up. A lot of these roles get pushback within the firm, again, because I think it's the thought of the unknown that makes attorneys uneasy. But I think, you know, you just need to start small. And one of the tactics that I used is, you know, if you were at a client event or at an event out in the community and a client happens to be there, you know, go have a conversation with them and tell them about your role and ask them questions and get the client's buy-in for having a conversation with you. And that has been extremely effective for me, as then clients will go back to the attorney and say that they met your chief client officer and wow, we'd love to talk to them. That's so innovative that you have a position like this that focuses on the business that I do. But you know, you're going to have to start small. And you're going to have a thick skin and just don't give up and keep at it. And if one attorney, if they're against having you speak to a client, that's absolutely fine. You know, at this law firm, you know, we have over 650 attorneys here. So there's many people for me to work with. So if you get that block to start, just move on to the next one. And once you find the right attorney to work with for the first time and get your message out there in the firm of the value that you can bring, that's when all of a sudden people will be knocking down your door to get you to talk to their clients.
Yeah, definitely. It really, really is about adding that value. And I know prior to kind of starting the recording of this, we were talking about how, you know, you've been fortunate enough just to be in Cincinnati and that was around the client event. Do you find that sort of those client events, and I know you're saying to start small, but the sort of in-person, maybe slightly more personal events are great ways to get that client buy-in? Or have you found that maybe other forms have been really useful for people in terms of, I guess, gaining the trust of the client and therefore that attorney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get that FaceTime in front of a client is best. But I think you need to come prepared with, you know, questions for them. And honestly, you know, showing the attorneys that, again, that you're there to add value, not to make the client uncomfortable or put them in a situation.
Excuse me.
No, no. One of the things that, you know, when you talked about how do we bring the strategy back to the firm, you know, one of the things that I'm always fascinated with is hearing the perspective from the client on how they navigate change with their business. And we're always trying to do that here at the firm. And so I can add value from the firm-wide perspective, because there's, we have a lot to learn from our clients, and how can we leverage what we've learned from them to impact the entire firm. I hear themes throughout several clients that I work with. And if we can identify those patterns, that'll help us as a firm be more proactive in all the relationships that we have throughout the firm. And so that absolutely shapes our firm strategy and what, you know, because at the end of the day, we need to know what do our clients need and want, and how can we effectively deliver that?
Yeah, I think actually on that final point, that's a great summary and a really nice place to end this. You know, we want to be able to add that value, and that's exactly what you're talking about there. So look, Julie, wanted to thank you for coming on the CMO Series podcast today. It's been really, really interesting to talk to you and hear your insights around the Chief Client Officer role, and also that sort of influencing the direction of law firms. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks for joining us for the Passel Podcast CMO Series. If you'd like to catch more episodes, you can see this at blog.passel.net. You can also subscribe to catch fresh episodes as soon as they come out. If you've got questions that you'd love us to pose to CMOs in the legal and professional services industries, you can send those to marketing@passel.net. We'll catch you on the next episode.